listener production.
Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. Over 500 Ambulance Tasmania workers won't have to pay back their frontline COVID bonuses after they were paid the bonus by mistake and received letters demanding they pay it back. The Premier saying it was their mistake and they'll own it, instructing the Health Department to cease action to recover the funds. The Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore welcoming the move for workers.
It was a ridiculous decision in the first place. And, you know, it obviously has caused a lot of disharmony in the workplace, but it is a welcome relief for workers so they can get back to their core job of looking after Tasmanians.
The wild weather is starting to ease, but the winds are still kicking around the coast. While there's no further flooding expected along the Huon River, levels have peaked and flooding has eased. SES Executive Director Mick Lowe says we should still keep an eye out on the roads, though.
Continue to monitor conditions, you know, and act within the flood watch and alert. And please drive, you know, with extreme caution. You know, there is a bit of debris out there.
HECS debt is increasing today for 3 million Aussies as student loans are indexed by 7.1%. That's the largest increase in three decades since the government scheme began. The RBA boss is facing backlash after suggesting renters should get a housemate or move back home if they're struggling to meet payments. It's left some angry who have accused Philip Lowe of missing the point when it comes to the housing crisis. Meantime, new data out today from CoreLogic has found house prices have risen for a third month in a row, nationally up 1.2%. He almost got the call up last week and North is currently deciding whether Taryn Thomas will return to the senior lineup. Interim coach Brett Ratten says the match committee is assessing if he's ready to take on Essendon on Sunday.
He's had a body of work for about 3 or 4 weeks playing VFL and pretty hard conditions last week at in the VFL game. It was quite wet and hard to hold your feet, but his second half was pretty good, so really got going.
And good news for Carlton ahead of tomorrow night's clash with the D's. Both Sam Doherty and Paddy Cripps are cleared after their respective injury concerns.